The story of the little mole who knew it was none of his business. One day, the little mole poked his head out from the underground to see whether the sun had already risen. Then it happened. It looked like a sausage, and the worst thing was that it landed right on his head. "How mean," cried the little mole. "Who has done this on my head?" But he was so short-sighted, he couldn't see anyone around. "Did you do this on my head?" he asked the dove, who was flying past.
"Wee, no, how could I? I do it like this," she answered.
And a splish, plish, a moist white blob landed on the ground right next to the little mole. His right leg was splashed with white.
Did you do this on my head? He asked the horse, who was grazing in the pasture.
"Me? No, how could I? I do it like this."
And a flump, plump, five big fat horsey apples plopped down with a hair's breadth of the mole. He was very impressed.
"Did you do this on my head?" he asked the hare.
"Me? Oh no, how could I? I do it like this," answered the hare.
Rat-tat-tat, so 15 little round beans shot past the mole's ears. He saved himself with a daring leap.
"Did you do this on my head?" he asked the goat, who had been dreaming a little.
"Me? Oh no, how could I? I do it like this," she replied,
and a plippity-plop. A pile of toffee-coloured little balls tumbled on the grass. Little mole found them almost appealing. Not that appealing. Not toffees.
"Did you do this on my head?" he asked the cow, who was chewing the cub.
"Me? No. How could I? I do it like this." Splosh!
A big brownish-green pancake flopped onto the grass just next to the mole. He was very relieved it hadn't been the cow who had done something on his head. The very worst kind of paddling pool, that. Poor mole.
"Did you do this on my head?" he asked the pig.
"Me? No. How could I? I'd do it like this,"
replied the pig, and a plop splat. A little soft brown pile fell onto the grass. The mole held his nose. What stinky piggy.
"Did you do this on my..."
he was going to ask again, but as he came closer, he saw only two big fat black flies, and they were eating.
"At last, someone who will be able to help me," thought the mole. "Who did this on my head?" he asked excitedly. "Buzz, keep nice and still," buzzed the flies. There was a short pause, and then, "It is clear to us that it was a dog."
Finally, little mole knew who had done the business on his head.
Basil, the butcher's dog.
Quick as a flash, he climbed onto Basil's kennel, and bling, a tiny black sausage landed right on top of the dog's head. Satisfied at last, the little mole disappeared happily into his hole underground. The end.